Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
For Har Mac Holmes, we're going to have a chat with the coach of the Lara Football Club, Shane Stone. Here's Buzz.
Stoney, welcome back to K-Rock Football. Mate, how do you approach an afternoon like this? It's been a few weeks since we've played competitive footy. How do you approach today, and how have you approached the last few weeks with the group as well?
It's probably been a bit of a reset for us, really, to be honest, after the South Barwon game. Came at a good time, and I don't know, we probably treated it pretty much as a normal Saturday. We've tried to change a few things up, I guess, coming through with our prep today, so we'll see how we go, and it's good to be back, that's for sure. It's been a long 3 weeks.
Certainly has. Are there anything you can go into detail in terms of those things you've tweaked since the South Barwon game?
Nah, just little mood stuff, and I guess, like, as a group, the development, we're trying to force the development a little bit, we think. Like, we just sort of, we were looking at the result a little bit after a few, you know, good performances, and we're just trying to hurry that and take a scalp. So it's more about let's get back to the systems and what we've been working on, and the rest will take care of itself. I think we just got a little bit ahead of ourselves. So we've just tried to reset that, just all that, and then, it's more about four-quarter efforts, which is probably the big thing for us. We're dropping away in South Bar, and we dropped away too much.
Brock, thanks for joining us. Kinging in the K-Rock box with Jace Doherty and Matty Kershaw. Some great news that you get Matty Spence back. And in the end, he missed 3 games of footy, and the extended break probably hasn't hurt as he overcomes that concussion from the Leopold game.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he was itching to get back into it. Just as the break came, he was up, ready to go. So he's had an extended break. We've had to try and, well, not trying. He's been itching for probably 4 weeks, so it has. He's ready to go. It'll be great to get him back into that back line and help, you know, sort that sort of, you know, when they do get on a bit of a run, just to have that other experienced head down there. So we're looking forward to getting him back out there, and he brings a lot of leadership and, you know, maturity to our group.
Of Grovedale, what have you made of them? They're 5-1. We know they're flying, and we know what they've been built around. But what have you taken away from what you've seen of them in terms of the vision that you've poured over, especially in the time that you've had off?
I haven't watched them, mate, to be honest. No, I'm only joking. They're flying. They're flying. They're a good young side. Like, I think what's happened over here in the past few years, they've got a lot of Falcons that have been through the system, and they're, you know, 21, 22 now. You can see that coming through, and then, you know, what they do have is they have the ability to score when they go forward, and that's, you know, with a couple of big boys up forward, and Gillett, obviously the form that he's been in has taken everyone by surprise, and it's going to take some stopping.
Stoney, you come to the ground today and you see the middle the way it is currently at Boodoo. What's your thought process? Do you change anything in terms of your midfield structure and who you have in there?
No, not really. We've got, it's probably one of our strengths with the strength around the footy, so it won't hurt us in there. I think it's not, the rest of the ground's pretty good, so, and it's sort of, it's not raining and it's not a massive slop, so once you get it out, we'll be fine.
Stoney, I'll pass you to Kirsch. I've already asked one of his questions for him. So sorry.
I usually get the last question, Rock, so I have to cross off a few things as we're going along. But it was about the Abbott and his dominance in the ruck with first touch. Yeah. But obviously, you know, you're not going to structure up too much different in there. Try and win your own ball. But mate, obviously, the question I got for you is, obviously your back half's leaking 103 per game, and Grovey's averaging 101 per game. Is that a big strong focus for your back six today to get a bit of cohesion and making sure they do the defend first type scenario?
Yeah, I don't think it's mainly the back six. I think it's more our mids and forwards through the middle of the ground. That's where we're getting hurt on the turnover and just allowing easy goals probably coming out of our forward 50. And that's like the back six have been working hard and they're pretty well structured. If we slow the ball down, we get good shape behind there. Like Weeks, he's leading, you know, right up there in the intercept marks and reads it very well. But when they come quick, we just haven't had time to adjust. And then that's when we get, because we are a little bit smaller down there. So, you know, South Barwon got us just, they wore us down with their tall timber, and it's the same today. So it's more up the ground. If we can slow it down, then we think we got, you know, backs that read it well and they work really well together, and we'll get our looks from there. But yeah, that's the key. I think we've just got to get back in front of the footy and defend first and win it back and then go forward.
Bit of team defence, Shane.
Bit of team defence, Matthew.
Yep. Rumour has it, Stoney, that you've been spending an inordinate amount of time with somebody who thinks he's an assistant coach of the Lara Football Club sometimes. And is that true? And you may have spent a bit of time with him last week at a rather large hour of the night.
Is there any chance you can tell me what time I left, Brock?
No.
No, we can't.
My bar was a lot emptier, I know. So, but yeah, no, we solved some problems of the world.
We
last
did,
week.
Didn't we?
Yeah, we'll see how they play out today.
Very good.
So, if you can remember them, Rock.
So yeah. If you win today,
I wrote them down as we were going.
If you win today, Rock, you'll take all the credit. If you lose, you'll blame Kurt.
Exactly. Oh, don't worry. If we win today, he'll take all the credit.
Can I ask you about Bailey Cockerell's season? And yep. He was one of the shining lights against South Bar. I think he had it 27 times,
yep.
11 clearances, but he needs more help.
He does. He does. We need. Yeah, we haven't got a lot of others winning enough footy. So, you know, he's always been one of those guys that just wins a lot. He's a good clearance player inside. He's a one touch, and that's probably the key. And I think his work rate around the footy and his appetite to get it is what. Yeah, it really sets him aside from our other young blokes. I think they've just got to get a little bit hungrier and want the footy a little bit more and not be happy with just little, you know, 15, 20-minute spurts. And, you know, instead of being happy with the 12 to 18, we want, you know, 18 to 30. That's what, over the next few years, I think the young blokes will grow into that. And then, you know, I mean, it's just as they get older and grow, they'll get better at that.
Who goes to Gillett?
Six backs. Go to Gillett, and then
team defence.
Case will get first crack at him.
Yep.
So it is. We've just got to slow the ball down and watch the leading lanes. He's, you know, he's good on the lead. He's very athletic for a big boy, and just got to help out. You know, not to forget Delaney as well, who's in good form. So I think they got number one and four on the goal kickers, which is why they're kicking 101 a game, Matthew.
103.
103, sorry. That's what we're letting in, isn't it?
Yeah.
101.
Yeah. It's a good challenge, Rock. Just quickly, where do you stand on... I suspect we're not playing the bye weekend. Is that what's been communicated to the clubs? But where do you stand on that? Were you happy to play, or were you happy to have the week off again after only playing two games?
Oh, look, it's not ideal. We're happy to have the week off. We had I think because there was such a long run of games, there was going to be 11 in a row. We'd had some boys that had taken the opportunity already to book holidays, so we would have lost a few players. So if we were going to play the bye, we would have liked to have looked at a Thursday night or something like that, which makes it a little bit harder to organise with other clubs. So, like, it's not ideal playing two and then having another break, but I think for the, you know, for the competition and the games that potentially could not have the right players playing, then I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, fair enough. Rock, we really appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us and look forward to talking to you post-game.
No worries.
Shane Stone joining us, Rock, there. Stoney. Thanks to Harmac Homes, down boundary side, of course. Harmac Homes' latest double-story design, the Monarch 1227, including double glazing, floor coverings and driveway. It's only $294,000, limited to the first 10 Geelong builds only. Terms and conditions apply. Check out Harmac Homes.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.